Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Businesses and workers will no doubt be among those taking heart and word today that the MBTA now has a plan to restore most subway service in a two-stage process tomorrow and Monday. The short-term plan comes just in time for most schools returning from break next week. But what's the long-term plan on Beacon Hill? For more on that, we're joined this morning by Boston Globe politics and public policy reporter David Scharfenberg, who listeners will no doubt remember from his reporting here at WBUR. Good morning, David, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's start by talking about Governor Baker. Here he is yesterday afternoon talking about what he sees as the current priority.
I really want to focus on getting the trains running on time. I really think that the trains and the buses and everything else, I mean, that to me is really where the focus ought to be, and that's where the focus is going to. I don't want people to get distracted by the, you know, sort of what next, yada, yada, which people will.
So Baker's taking a more hands-on role meeting with commuter rail yesterday, but he doesn't seem to yet want to start talking long-term planning. Well, why not, do you think?
Well, I think there is an immediate crisis to deal with. Certainly a lot of his attention is there. This is also a very complex problem, I know from my own reporting. So there is a lot to figure out in fairness, but I also think he's in a bit of a tough spot here. He was elected pledging no new taxes. And this is a problem that a lot of outside experts say, you know, require new money. And that's a tough spot for him to be in.
Well, let's talk about that a little more, the no new taxes pledge. You reported recently that Baker, in fact, doubled down on that pledge in spite of the T fiasco in recent weeks. What are his options then?
Well, there has been for some time now a mantra on Beacon Hill of reform before revenue, the idea that we need to get the T's house in order before we can ask for more money. There are lots of ideas there, more transparency for their kind of pension system, changes in the way that they spend money. But it is an argument that kind of frustrates transit advocates who say we've been talking about reform for years now.
Years.
Years. And you can only kind of squeeze so much out of that. And ultimately, we need more revenue.
So then why keep talking about trying to do something that they haven't been able to do for years?
Yeah, they've done some things. There was a big report back in 2007 that called for some reform, and they made some changes there. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's a matter of political will. I mean, I think it's a little bit easier to say reform than to pour the big money in that a lot of outside analysts say we need. That said, I talked to his transportation secretary, and she said that, you know, reform has been cast as sort of a nibbling around the edges, and we need to fundamentally rethink how the T is run. And I think so there is some serious talk here of shifting the way the T is organized.
Is there, though, anyone who has a broad vision on Beacon Hill for a way to foot the bill for fixing the MBTA?
Well, I think some in the rank and file of the legislature understand the scope of the problem, understand that there is a need for more revenue, perhaps. But no one in a prominent position seems to be articulating that in a forceful way. And I think that's because there's some real doubt up there that the public and lawmakers themselves have the stomach, have the appetite for a lot more in taxes and revenue.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg says, in his view, Massachusetts residents want excellent public services like robust public transit, but at the same time, they're not willing to invest the resources. Yet, we have a WBUR poll this week that found residents split evenly on whether or not they'll back new taxes to fix the T. Do you think that there's shifting public mood here on that question that could influence lawmakers?
I think there is a shift in public opinion. I think one important thing to note is that the WBUR poll was of Boston area residents, and that's an important dynamic in this state. A lot of legislators are representing folks out in Worcester and Pittsfield who do not use the T on a regular basis, and so they don't have the same desire, perhaps, to fix it, to pay for whatever's happening in eastern Massachusetts. That's been a dynamic in the legislature for a long time. It's going to continue to be a dynamic. Also, you know, as Senator Rosenberg himself said, spring will come. It's hard to believe, but the snow will melt. This sense of crisis will pass. And I think the real question is, will the will, such as it is, remain when that happens?
All right. I guess we'll have to see. David Scharfenberg, politics and public policy reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.